Welcome back to Agents of Providence. I am Doyle Burbank Williams. These are my thoughts and reflections. I am privileged to be the pastor of the people for New Visions United Methodist Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I also am a visual artist and kind of a theological gadfly. So I hope that these thoughts spark a conversation, if not between you and I, at least amongst the voices in your own head and heart. So let's get started. These are the thoughts for a new series that I'm entitling Pause to Dream. And the thought is that in this busy world, it always feels like time is running out. We are so rushed that we might not hear the Spirit opening new paths and ideas to us. We forget that we can stop the running clock and take time for our minds and hearts to roam and dream, because dreaming opens us to God's imagination. God's dreaming for our lives, our community, our world. Now, the Bible has many stories where dreams lead people to God's desire. And when we dream, we invite ourselves to be inspired in all we do. Dreaming becomes a spiritual discipline that brings us closer to God. So let's take a little bit of time to dream as we listen to these dreaming stories. This is kind of a story of a waking dream. Ezekiel is receiving this vision from God. Ezekiel 17, 22 through 24. Our God proclaims, "I myself will take one of the top branches from a tall cedar. I will pluck a tender shoot from its crown, and I myself will plant it on a very high and lofty mountain. On Israel's mountainous highlands, I will plant it, and it will send out branches and bear fruit. It will grow into a mighty cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it and find shelter in the shade of its boughs. Then all the trees in the countryside will know that I, your God, bring down the tall tree and raise up the lowly tree, and make the green tree wither and the dry tree bloom. I, your God, have spoken, and I will do it." I want you to think of an hourglass, the sand draining from the top compartment into the bottom. I think it's literally where we get the phrase that time runs out. In the mad pace of our modern world, we can feel like the relentlessness of time just exhausts us. We don't even have time to think or hope. But unlike a digital clock, we can tip an hourglass on its side. Spiritually, we take a break. But instead of thinking, we need the pause to dream. The Bible is full of dreams and visions. Ezekiel is a book rife with complicated visions and dreams. Some are straightforward and some downright arcane. But the author of Ezekiel used these images to make sense of Israel's conquest by Babylon and to instill hope in the people. In what seem like waking dreams, Ezekiel listens to God, shares with the people what he sees and learns. He speaks of armies of bones coming back to life, of unbelievable divine visitors. And then this oddly tame story of a transplanted tree. Now, there is a political subtext to this episode. Babylon placed a new king on Israel's throne, a toady to them. Now, here, God promised to put a true king back in Jerusalem. But more than that subtext, this vision speaks of God's love and life-restoring power for Israel. The clipping from the tree, which some understand as the true king being planted back in Jerusalem, the clipping from the tree may also represent those in exile, whose homecoming will plant them once again on fertile soil. Israel may be a withered tree, but it is a tree that will bloom again. And the people's restoration will be a sign for all the world of God's love and power. Ezekiel dreamed this, or saw all this, and his dreams gave life back to his defeated people. Okay, now, none of us is Ezekiel. Nonetheless, I believe that we can dream God's promise into our lives. We're not in the practice of entertaining dreams, much less visions. Oftentimes, dreaming is compared to a waste of time, especially daydreaming. But I think dreaming can be a kind of prayer, a spiritual practice and a discipline that takes us beyond what we believe our ordinary limits are. Stop the running sands for just a pause, opening our souls to the sometimes unimaginable presence of God, which leads us to surprising and life-giving places. Really? Now, in my experience, many churches do not dream. They worry. They worry about losing members, or if the boiler should break down, or who's going to cut the grass, or how many years they really have left. Now, these are all real concerns, and they are worth giving thought to, but I'm afraid most churches get trapped in the realism, quote-unquote, of their worries. They are afraid that their best days are behind them, and so they're afraid to dream. If the book of Ezekiel has anything to say to us, it is that God invites us to dream of a different world, a world beyond defeat and exile. If the conquered Israelites could dream of a homecoming where they would flourish, we can dream of dry wood turning green too. Amid the woeful tales of disaffiliations and post-COVID waning, there are a number of stories about United Methodist churches who have lived into these kinds of dreams. They've allowed these dreams to transform them from just churches into coffee houses, community centers, brew pubs, affordable housing projects, food distribution centers, and more. Their worship is enlivening, challenging, and inviting. All because they could dream of being something else. New Visions is a great place to dream. We're sitting on the fulcrum of the past and the future. Like the ancient Israelites, God has replanted us in fertile soil. God's promise to Ezekiel still holds true. God has spoken new life, and God will bring it about. People in our community are noticing that something is happening at New Visions. The annual conference is noticing, and they've already awarded a major grant to us. We've made our first appearance at Star City Pride. Our second annual tie-dye party is upcoming. We're participating again in Porch Art Palooza and International Music on Your Porch Day. We'll have our annual yard sale again. We're creating a warm and welcoming environment for all God's many different children. What can we yet do if we let ourselves dream? Well, it does feel like we are ready to do some dreaming. Here are some questions to spark your dreams. Do you remember what dreams you had when you were young? How have your dreams changed as you matured? What kind of a world do you think Jesus dreamed of? And how do the teachings and example of Christ shape your dreams today? Again, I'm Doyle Burbank Williams. It's been my pleasure to spend this little bit of time with you. I hope you reach out if these thoughts and reflections have stirred anything within you. And hope to spend some time with you again here on Agents of Providence.